I'd like to tell you about the project we started in our school this year. It's a cross-curricular project, really, because it involves the art and crafts lessons and also the German lessons and even the English lessons. And the main idea is that there's this big friendly dragon which lives in our school, and the dragon lives on stories. So it has to be fed stories. And the more it's creative and exciting, the better. The main work for the arts and crafts lessons was, of course, building this dragon using various materials. The whole school was involved at this stage, building the dragon. And the body is made up of three segments, I believe, and then the head. The body segments are hollow, because this is where the stories come in. We used a sort of wire mesh construction covered with layers of paper mache, and eventually this was painted. The whole length of the dragon is covered in scales, and these are cardboard pieces. And to make the dragon a bit more personal for the pupils, everyone was able to paint at least one of the scales using acrylic paints with different patterns and designs. The head was a little bit more complicated, so the fourth form pupils were left in charge of that, again with paper mache and using pieces of cardboard egg boxes for the eyes and whatnot. The final dragon then had to be fully assembled, including the wings, which were a little bit problematic. It was hard to find the right materials to work with. They were actually made out of coat hangers and a pair of tights, and they were then sprayed with a green acrylic paint. They looked quite good. And of course, the difficulty was hanging this dragon from our ceiling, as it has to be secure, and it's actually quite heavy. So, as I say, it thrives on stories. So, at the same time as building this dragon, the children were also busy writing stories in both English and German, with illustrations, that they could feed to the dragon. And the dragon is still being fed these stories. It's really inspired the children to be creative and to get into writing. And at the end of the school year, it'll be possible to open up the body segments of the dragon and retrieve the stories, so they're not lost.